Parashas Pekudei. The parashah begins, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdes Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe, Avoides HaLeviim Biyad Yisamar Ben Aaron HaKoyim. So the pasuk tells us that there was an accounting of the Mishkan. It was done Al Pi Moshe, by the mouth of Moshe, Avoides HaLeviim Biyad Yisamar Ben Aaron HaKoyim. Let me state in the pasuk. The obvious question is why does the pasuk have to say Al Pi Moshe, by the mouth, by the word of Moshe? Why is that important to know? State in the Sipporna that the Bnei Shalom imbued in every Klei HaMishkan a great Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who got that in. It was the Bnei Shalom, of course. But it was Moshe Rabbeinu's building. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was Al Pi Moshe. The Sipporna says, he says an interesting thought that we all probably know, but we don't think about it. The two Batei Mikdashes were destroyed. They were destroyed, they were desecrated. The Mishkan was never destroyed, was never desecrated. He says, "Me'olam haMishkan la'acharei v'machal." It was never destroyed. Why? There's four reasons. He gives four reasons why the Mishkan was never destroyed, never desecrated. Number one, the pasuk says, "Eile pekudei haMishkan, Mishkan ha'edus." It was a Mishkan that housed the luchos ha'edus. Number one. Number two, "Asher pukar al pi Moshe." It was Al Pi Moshe that it was built, therefore it was not destroyed. Another reason. Number three, it says, Biyad Isamar ben Aaron HaKoyin. It was under the Hashkocha of Isamar. And he said the fourth is that it was built by the heads who built it, the leaders who built it, had great yichus and were tremendous tzaddikim. That's the reason why the Mishkan, apparently, the two Batei Mikdashes did not have that. Al Pi Moshe certainly didn't have Biyad Yisamar, and he seems to say that, the Mishkan HaEdus is Luchos HaEdus. Even though there was a Luchos in the first Batei Mikdash, there wasn't in the second Batei Mikdash, but it definitely didn't have the other three. It says in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that a counting of Kedusha is the only accounting that's worthwhile. There are people, there are wealthy people that they go, and you read all the stories about how the king used to go into his vault and count all his money over and over again. That's what gave him simchas hachayim, that's what made him happy. He says it's the only counting that a person has worthwhile is one of Kedusha. You should go and count your mitzvahs, go and count your midos that you've worked on to accomplish doing the mitzvahs. You're showing what's chaviv. If that's what's chaviv to you, it helps bring to another mitzvah. And he says that mammon, what's money? How do you say mammon? How do you say money? Is mammon. What is mammon short for? Mo'at ha'mayna. What are you counting? That's a mammon. Mammon is mo'at ha'mayna. He says, what are you counting? You counting money? Counting in money is transient. It's here, it's gone, and you're gonna go to the next world, it's definitely not there. He says, what should you count? Nitzchias. You should count Ruchnias. Ruchnias is Nitzchias, is everlasting, and that's what should be counted. It says in the Ben Ish Chai, quotes the Gemara in Tainis, Bracha nimtza ela shaloi moedid v'sipra. The only thing that has bracha can be found is if it's not measured and counted, or counted. If so, Gemara, what does that mean? Lama sipa la Mishkan. Why do we have a whole accounting here for the Mishkan? We count it. What's going on? The Gemara, it says in the Gemara in Yuma, it says, according to Pasuk and Sheyev, Ahoy Mishbar Kechol Hayom, Asher Lo Yomar V'lo Yisofer. He says that the Pasuk seems to say, Ahoy Mishbar Kechol Hayom, Klal Yisrael, their counting was Kechol Hayom. And then it says, Asher Lo Yomar, we're not going to count them. You just said that the counting is as much as the Yom. Are they counting or not counting? The answer is that a counting, bidei shemayim, from shemayim, that's a good counting. A counting down here by human beings, that's not a good counting. The Zohar says that the Mishkan had no metzias in this world. The metzias that Klal Yisrael saw, they said, they saw a Mishkan. Ah, look, here's a Mishkan, I can walk into a Mishkan, that was no Metzias. The real Metzias of the Mishkan was in Shemayim. That was the real thing. We know everything in this world, the Kedusha, everything is mirrored in the world above, is mirrored down here. He says that there was no Metzias. You want to know how it was possible that there should be bracha found in the Mishkan and it should be counted, even though we said it's counting is not, it will not bring bracha, and if I can't, you won't have bracha when it's counting, is because it was done bidei Shemayim. It was counted in Shemayim. Another teretz. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Who spoke when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke? It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. It was the Shekhinah, Medaberes Miteich Groinei Shel Moshe. The Shekhinah spoke from the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the Shekhinah speaking. The Shekhinah, of course, can count. If the Shekhinah is going to do a counting, there's going to be much bracha. Okay, it'll be even more bracha. Like he says from the Rechaim HaKadosh, it's going to build bracha upon bracha. Says in the Reish David, he had quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says the same inside of the Gemara that bracha is not found in anything that's counted. So he says Mishkan had much bracha. What's pshat? He says is that when it says in the pasuk Eile Pekude HaMishkan, this is the counting of the Mishkan. Mishkan HaEdus. What does the word Edus mean? The Reish David explains, the Chidah explains, that the word Mishkan or Eidus means the Mishkan of Bracha. He touches Eidus to mean Bracha. He says, how is that possible? The answer is, Asher Pukar Api Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was such a Kaddosh, even though there's a general concept that a Bracha is not found in something that's counted, but Moshe Rabbeinu it didn't mean that, it couldn't be, Moshe Rabbeinu Faker, the Torah is telling you a Chiddush, he's saying. You're right, normally, by normal standards, it shouldn't be, and now the Pasuk has to give you an answer. Eila Bekudah Mishkan, this is the counting of the Mishkan. Mishkan Eidus, it was a Mishkan full of bracha, how is that possible? And for the Chumash, and for the Torah, Asher Pukar Api Moshe. It says in Pnei David, the word Alpi is the same gematria as Kates. The end. What does that mean? Pnei David explains. It says that Zohar says that the Geula Asida is going to come in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Arizal says that Mishnah, we know Mishnah, the Mishnah is, but Mishnah makes up the letters Moshe Nun. Moshe, the 50th level of Das, of Torah. He says that there are 960 hours in the 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim receiving the Torah. 960. The Gematria of Tilei Tilim, what are Tilei Tilim? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Kiva Darshan Tilei Tilim, I'll call Koitz for Koitz, and every single little dot on top of the Oisius, he Darshan Tilei Tilim, which means heaps and heaps. So he says is the Gematria of Tilei Tilim is 960. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel, Kol HaTayra Kula, all of Tayra Sheba Peh, when he was in Shemayim. And that's what he's saying is Alpi, the Kates, that is going to be in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah that he represents. That's what the whole Yisrael is of this pasuk of Asher Pukar Alpi Moshe. So perhaps now we can understand very simply what it means when it says in the pasuk Alpi Moshe. The whole point is that this counting was on Alpi Moshe. Number one, we have to know that it's certainly a Davar Ruchni is an accounting is good anyways. Could be you should do it anyways. But certainly when Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it, whether it's when Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a holy, high level, or whether it was the Medaberes Miteich Groinei, or was Kein the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was counting because it was Bidei Shemayim, the Mishkan was all Bidei Shemayim. But the point is that we have to realize is that this is what matters, the counting. We count, we count, we count. What do we count? We go look in our bank account, see how much more money we got today. Yeah, okay, we need money to do mitzvahs, so we need money to live. But what's the ikar? The ikar is the ruchnius. We should take out our mitzvahs and we should review our mitzvahs. And by reviewing our mitzvahs, we can see what we did right and what we didn't do right. And we can have a mitzvah, a gereris mitzvah, one mitzvah that we did and we look at it and try to figure out why we did it and how we did it. We'll bring along more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk says in Kapitel Lamed Tes, Pasuk Aleph. And he made the big day Akoidesh Asher La'aron, that was the Aaron Akoyin, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe. The Parsha, in Parshas Pekudei, it says these words of Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe numerous times. You look in a few psukim later, in Pasuk Zayin, you keep on seeing it. It says it many times. The obvious question is why couldn't the Torah just, when it was done at the end of Parshas Pekudei, if you keep on turning the pages, it's every seven psukim, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva es Moshe, Kachor Hashem es Moshe, Kein Asu. Why does it have to keep on saying that? Why can't it just say it at the end? Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, and that's the end of the story. Why does it have to keep on saying it over and over again? Divrei Yoel, this is a amazing about. Before we say over Divrei Yoel, we're going to say a medrash that explains what happened with this extra. In Kapitel Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, the malacha that was done was dayam, was enough. And there was extra. Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, there's enough and there's extra. What should I do with the extra? What did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell him? Go build a Beis HaMedrash. They shaped the Medrash. Divrei Yoel says, but what did the Pasuk mean? It's very nice the Medrash says that. Okay, good. But why did the Pasuk say, Hamalacha Haisa Dayam Lachal Nachal Asa Haisa Vahaisa, and there was extra? Should I say, Hamalacha Haisa Lachal Nachal Asa Haisa Vahaisa, there was extra. Dayam and Haisa seem to be contradictory. Was it enough? Which would mean that there wasn't extra, or was there extra? And it means that there was more than enough, not just enough. What is the Pasuk saying? He says in Mary the Gevart, he says that what was the Mishkan for? The Mishkan was there so the Shekhinah can come rest. We needed a place in this world for the Mishkan, for the Shekhinah to rest. Before the Chet HaEgel, according to many, the Mishkan was necessary because of the Chet HaEgel. Before that, the Shekhinah was really able to be within everyone of Klal Yisrael, and because of the Chet, we needed a place, the Peres HaMincha. From the Talmud that the Rajba says, the reason why we needed it was because we needed to see a connection. It's not really, because we're on a lower level, that not because it's not within us, we have a potential to bring Shekhinah into us as well. But we need a more connection. When we saw the Nisim, when Klal Yisrael saw the tremendous Nisim that happened in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, on a daily basis, that helped them see it, the connection, that they have a direct connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole chet of the Egel was that they thought that they needed an intermediary, and they needed to have Moshe Rabbeinu. When they thought Moshe Rabbeinu was not alive anymore, they said, we have to make an Egel because we can't go directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the answer is that no, we do have a direct connection, and the Mishkan gave Klal Yisrael the visibility to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking here and be close to him. But he says, with what were Klal Yisrael Zeicha? Zok de Divrei Yoel, you want to know what Klal Yisrael Zeicha? They were only Zeicha with the Beis Medrash, the Limud HaTorah. Before the Shekhinah came down, they needed to have the Beis Medrash. The Klal Yisrael went into the Beis Medrash and they learned, and in the Schus of the Limud HaTorah, that's how they were Zeicha to have a Mishkan with the Shores of Shekhinah. Zok de Be'ach Meshe. He has a Kasha from the Binyan Ariel. He says, the Mefurish Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Kuf Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have something, and let's assume you have there's a Gizbar, and the Gizbar, someone who's the Gabai, he's in charge of funds for its tzedakah. And he's given money, and let's say he's given money to buy, I don't know, a Sefer Torah. They go and they're raising funds to buy a Sefer Torah. And they raise, instead of raising, they only needed $40,000, they raise $50,000. You have $10,000 surplus. What are you allowed to do with it? Shulchan Aruch said, you're only allowed to be Ma'ilan B'Kodesh Ve'ein Meridin. You can't go and buy tables. If the money was appropriated for a Sefer Torah, you can't go buy tables for the shul. It's very nice to go buy tables for the shul, but it could be if they make it tonight. But Pashas Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to. In fact, the Binyan Ariel, he doesn't understand. The pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. V'amalacha ha'isadayim l'chol ha'malacha la'aseh ha'isa. There was enough of for the Mishkan, but there was extra v'ha'iser. What does the Medrash tell us? Moshe Rabbeinu went to build the Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash is a beautiful thing, but can we compare the Kedusha of Beis HaMedrash to the Mishkan? Pashtas, one would think the Mishkan had much more Kedusha, so how could you go and put it on a lower level and go use the extra money? Moshe Rabbeinu should not have been able to do it. Zek de Berach Moshe, he says, according to the Divrei Yael's Pshat, it's beautiful. He says, you're right. Moshe was the Gizbar. How is Moshe allowed to go build the Beis HaMedrash with the extra money? Because without the extra money to use for the Beis HaMedrash for them to learn, the Mishkan would not have been a greater Kedusha. Why did the Mishkan have greater Kedusha? Because Klal Yisrael learned first. By the learning Torah, they brought the Shechinah down. Now that the Shechinah is in the Mishkan, now the Mishkan has more Kedusha. So it's not being married, that you're taking a higher level. You're right, ultimately the Mishkan had a higher level. They ended up Hashra's Shekhinah, which was a higher level. But when it was before the Mishkan had this tremendous Kedusha, the Beis Medrash needed to be there. So that's why it's not a Kashi. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was able to appropriate funds to the Beis Medrash, because that's what gave the Mishkan its Kedusha. If not for that, Mishkan would not have been greater than the Beis Medrash. It's only after the Beis Medrash that Klal Yisrael learned the Limud HaTorah, that's now that they were Zeicha to the Hashra Sashkhan. It's amazing. It says in the Teshuvah Bracha, in the Torah Tamima, he says, Mamish, it's a beautiful shot. Kapitel Lamentas, Pasuk Lamentas, Pasuk says, Vateich al kol avoides Mishkan HaYamayit, it was complete, all of the avoides Mishkan HaYamayit, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kuchol ha-shatziva Hashem es Moshe, and Klal Yisrael did like everything that Hashem commanded Moshe, like we said, it says this numerous times in the Parsha. Kein asu, so they did. Obvious question. Forget why the Torah keeps on saying Kashativa Hashem es Moshe, Kachal Hashativa Hashem es Moshe. What's Kein asu? Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, they did Kein asu. It's very repetitive. He's up to the Teshuvah Bracha. He says Moshe Digitcha. He says there's two when you build, make it, and you construct a building. There's any type of structure. There's two different parts of it. He says one of the parts is called the building, the main part of the building, and one of the parts is not the main part of the building, but it's actually the second step in the building. And what's that? He says that's beautifying it. When you do the finishing touches and beautifying it, that's the second part. The first part is called, he says, I call it avoida, work. Avoida, that's for the basics, the construction of the building. When you have an asiya, he says, an asiya means to make something, he says that's ready in the gather of finishing, putting the finishing touches on it. He says that, it says in Bereshis, v'odem ein lavid es adama, there's no man to work the ground. He says lavid means is to actual do the actual physical work of the ground. You don't have anything. And it says v'yasa l'kim es rikia, and Rebbeinu Shalom made the rikia. Rashi says tiknu al amde v'yasa yosei. Rebbeinu Shalom placed it; it was there already, but he was misakin it into the right place where it's supposed to be. He fixed it in its position. That's called asiya. Zokt teishes bracha. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. The word vayasu, don't focus on that word. He's saying, but what is vayasu? What did they do? They made avoida. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael v'chashativa Hashem es Moshe. Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan and they did it. This is talking about the avoida part, the first part of the actual structural needs to make sure it's not going to fall down and put the beams up and put the walls and the ceilings and the floor. Kein asu. So they did asiya. Klal Yisrael showed and they demonstrated that they had a chavivus, they had a love for the building of the Mishkan. They wanted to have the Hashra'as HaShchina. They wanted them to build the Mishkan, the finishing touches. What they wanted, they did all the touches, and when you put moldings in the walls and you put all the little finishing touches, that's what shows the chavivus, the building you need. If I have to build an office and I just put up a building, I need floor and walls. I don't need to make nice chandeliers. When you're doing the extra stuff, that shows that you really wanted to do it. It's not just I need to have it, but I want it. And that's what Klal Yisrael, that's what the Pasuk is stressing to us, that Klal Yisrael takas eicha to that. It says in the Pri Tzadik, Kol HaMispal, he quotes Gemara in Shabbos, and Afkofi Tes, Kol HaMispal, Ver Shabbos, O'Omer Vayechuru, he becomes a Shutif in the Briyas Olam. As they state in the Pritzadik, and as they state in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Al Tikri Vayechulu, Ela Vayechalu. Don't read it Vayechulu, don't read it, and they finished, and they were finished, rather read it Vayechalu, and they, Vayechalu, and they, the creator of the world and whoever saying this word, Vayechulu, they're the ones who created the world. They finished. The Shlach Kodesh says the word, the Yisoid. Anytime the Gemara, you should know this, is a Yisoid Klali in Gan Shas, in Gan Chazal. Anytime it says is Al Tikri, what does it mean don't read it? The Pasuk says Vayechulu. No, Al Tikri Vayechulu, El Vayechalu. What the Torah doesn't know what it's talking about? Chas v'shol. Al Tikri means is, don't read the word that you see, Vayechulu. First you have to read a different word, Vayechalu. After you read the word Vayechalu, now you'll understand what the word the Torah is saying. Merely you say it, it's good that you say it to know that you are Gan Shas, anytime Chazal say it. See, he says is that when it says Vayechalu, that they, Rebbeinu Shalom, of him, and the person saying it, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, when they, that they're the ones together, completed, then you could say Vayechulu. At that point you could say it was really complete. When Vayechalu, he says, when you keep the Shabbos, when you have the connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, someone, that doesn't just mean saying the word Vayechulu, but more than the word Vayechulu. If someone, he connects himself to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he creates a tikkun in this world, then it becomes Vayechulu. Then it becomes that the world is finished. What does that mean? What does it mean that the world's not finished? The Be'er Moshe says that when it says in the pasuk, "Kein asur neisal kol havoida," "Vayar Moshe es kol hamelacha." What avoida are we talking about? The avoida is referring to the building of the Mishkan. It says in the Psik de Rabasi, and the pasuk does not say melacha, but it says hamelacha. What hamelacha? It says "Vayar Moshe es kol hamelacha." The hamelacha is referring to the asiyah of the bria of the world, shemayim v'oretz, not the bria, not the melacha of the Mishkan, but rather of shemayim v'oretz. It says in Truma, v'chein tasu. What does it mean v'chein tasu? It refers to the Or HaGonos. We know that in Parshas Bereishis, when light was created, when Or was created, the pasuk does not say v'yehi chein. Why doesn't it say v'yehi chein? Because light was not complete. The light was hidden away. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want the Rishonim to have it. It was hidden away. It says that you should know, when did this light come back? But when the light came, we lost it again, and maybe as Mashiach we're going to get it again, but when did we get it? By the building of the Mishkan. By the building of the Mishkan. He says, Mary de Gdei Marisha. He quotes the Gemara Megillah first, the day that the Mishkan was completed, he says, was a great day of Simcha. What was the great day of Simcha? Because it was the completion of creation. The Or HaGonos was there. And what is Mishkan? Men, Shin, Chaf, and Nun is Sham, Chen. What does that mean, Sham, Chen? You want to know where the Vayihi Chen, and so it was from Parshas Bereishis that was missing by the creation of light? The Mishkan. The Mishkan was the completion. Very, very beautiful pshat. It says in the Nesiv Shalom, Parshas Shkolim, the Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel is the one that connects Klal Yisrael to the Beis Hamikdash. He says everyone in Klal Yisrael contributed Machzis Shekel that was used in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the place of Ashuras Hashchina and the connection between the Rebbeinu Shlom and Klal Yisrael. V'asu li Mikdash, Chazal tell us that the pasuk says B'seicham V'shachanti B'seicham, the Shechina should rest in every one of us. When a Yid brought Kabbanah to the Mishkan, he was given a Kapara for his Averis. Being forgiven for one Averis affords him the opportunity for a kinship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Every year, he says, this bond needs to be renewed. When we come near, that unfortunately we're not zeichet to have the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't give a shekel, a chatzi shekel, to the Beis HaMikdash. But you should know, we should feel it. That's why we read this week's Parsha Shkolim, that we have a connection still. We give a shekel, we do it before Megillah laning, the day before, but the point is, or Thursday this year, but the point is that a person, he has to connect himself. Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. It says it 18 times. 18 times. Perhaps we can explain, why does it say 18 times? 18 times, Gematria Chai. Chesyut Chai. What's life? Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. That's what our life is. That's what we have to continuously do. We can't forget it. Everything is about Rabbeinu Shlomo. What's a worthy counting? Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. That's something that we have to always keep in our minds. They say Marel Diskin used to always be going with his finger in the ear. And someone asked him, what in the world are you doing? He says he's spelling out in the shame Yudke Vavke. Shivisi Hashem and Nevi Summon. We have to have it in front of our eyes at all times. My wife told me that she was at a certain simcha a while back, and the simcha was just bad. Just people were trudging from one place to another place. It was muddy. It was raining. I'm not sure if it was raining or not, but it was muddy, and it was just you schlepping here, schlepping there. It was hot in the place. There was no room. The food wasn't good. It was just a disaster from A to Z. And she said she heard a whole bunch of the ladies muttering positive energy, positive vibes. And they were saying it over and over again. Positive energy, positive vibes, positive energy. They were muttering it to themselves. They were keeping themselves calm, apparently. My wife was laughing. She came home. She says they needed to stay calm. They were just, you know, this is a simcha. It was one of those simchas that you can remember, not because it was so nice, but because it wasn't so nice. But they kept on saying positive energy, positive vibes. A person has to become part of him. Everything, we can't do anything without the Rebbeinu Shalom. Without the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have no shaykhes. That pasuk keeps the Torah keeps on telling us. Everything that the Klai Yisrael did, we have to keep this in mind. We should be zeiche that we should have the Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt. Maybe Amenu, we should have to give shkolim, chatzis shkolim, maybe full shkolim to the Mishum. Maybe Amenu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.